Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes. Shalom Aleichem and Shalom Shabbat to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve. And this show is for Tuesday, the 28th of March, 2017. And it is the Shabbat day. So the solar calendar, we had New Year's last week, and then and a double Sabbath, and today the Shabbat day shifts from Mondays on the Gregorian calendar to Tuesday for this year, and that's how it works. Speaking of calendars, boy, I snuck into that one, didn't I? Brother Hebert of North Carolina has put together a beautiful full-color calendar depicting the Hebrew feast days according to Enoch's solar calendar. And each page depicts scenes from the Bible and from our Anglo-Saxon heritage. And if you would like a copy, which I highly recommend, just click on the donate button at the top of the page and send us a donation of $20 or more to get your calendar. Please put the word calendar in the message and give us a mailing address, and you will get it forthwith. And get your calendar in time for the new feast days, beginning with Passover, Sunday evening, April 2nd, 2017. It starts at sundown, so that's this coming Sunday, brothers and sisters. So don't know whether you'll get it in time for that, but it gives you accurate information for the entire year, and it is definitely a thing that you should have if you're going to follow the feast days. Okay, we're going to be getting into Chapter 41 of the book of Ezekiel, that's Ezekiel in English, and just a second here, let me get a hit of coffee. There we go, it's early in the morning, it's still dark, and I'm up before all the crazy people in the building get rolling and start making noise. We've only got a couple more shows. We've got today, tomorrow, and the next day for Ezekiel. That'll wrap it up, and we will be getting into the book of Hosea on Friday. So let's get started in chapter 41 here. These are all temple details, as I said yesterday, a couple of chapters of just nothing but details about the temple. And this continues on from chapter 40, verse 1 of chapter 41. Then he brought me to the nave, 1964, that's Hekal, H-E-Y-K-A-L, that's the hall or nave of the temple, and measured the pilasters 6 cubits deep on one side and 6 cubits deep on the other side. The depth of the tent, 168. That's 11 feet square. Okay. And the tent, 168, is the sacred tent where the ark was kept. That's the Holy of Holies. Verse 2. And the width of the door was 10 cubits, and the sides of the door 5 cubits on the one side and 5 cubits on the other side. And he measured the length of it 40 cubits and the width 20 cubits. And 40 cubits is 73 feet 4 inches. Verse 3. Then he entered inward and measured the pilaster of the door 2 cubits, and the door 6 cubits, and the width of the door 7 cubits. That's 12 feet 10 inches. Big door. Verse 4. He measured the length of it, 20 cubits, and the width, 20 cubits, before the nave, and he said to me, "This is the most holy," 6944, doubled, "place." Verse 5. Then he measured the wall, 7023, of the house. And house here means the house of Yahweh as the temple. 6 cubits, and the width of every side chamber, 6763, that's salith, 4 cubits, all around the house on every five, on every side, pardon me. Boy, I can't speak this morning, that's terrible. Got my tongue in front of my eye teeth, can't see what I'm saying. Verse 6, the side chambers were 3 stories, one over another, and 30 in occurrence, 6471. And they entered through the wall of the house for the side chambers all around, that they might have support, 270, but they were not supported in the wall of the house. Verse 7. A widening, 7337, winding passageway, 5437, going upward to the side chambers for the circumference, 4141, of the house, going upward all around the house. Therefore, the width of the house upward increased from the lowest to the highest in the middle. Verse 8. I saw the height, 1363, of the house all around, the foundations, 4328, of the side chambers were a full reed of 6 great cubits. That's 11 feet thick. That's pretty thick. Verse 9. The thickness of the wall for the side chambers outside was 5 cubits, and the openings to the place of the side chambers of the house. Verse 10. And the width between the cells was 20 cubits, all around the house on every side. Verse 1. 11, pardon me. And the doors of the side chambers opened one door to the north and another door toward the south. And the width of the place that was open was 5 cubits all around. Verse 12. The structure that was before the separate place, 1508, at the side toward the west was 70 cubits wide. That's 128 feet 4 inches. Pardon me. And the wall of the structure was 5 cubits thick all around, and the length of it, 90 cubits. That's 165 feet. Verse 13, he measured the house 100 cubits long, that's 183 feet 4 inches, and the separate place and the building with the walls of it 100 cubits long. Everything square, okay? Perfect square, pardon me. Verse 14, and the width of the front of the house and of the separate place toward the east 100 cubits. Pardon me a moment while I mute. I've got to get my lungs clear here. I've got some congestion this morning. Oh, boy. Verse 14. And the width of the front of the house and of the separate place toward the east 100 cubits. Verse 15. And he measured the length of the structure facing the separate place, which was behind it, and the galleries 862 Atikeia. Okay. Of it on the one side and on the other side 100 cubits with the inner nave and the porches of the courtyard. Verse 16, the threshold and the narrow windows. What light from yonder winder shines? Oh boy. And the narrow windows and the galleries all around on their three stories in front of the door. Shakif 7824. It's a doubtful word and the meaning is unknown. Shakif with wood all around. And from the ground up to the windows were covered. Okay. That's another one of those things where they've just put an opinion in the Bible. They think it might mean something, so they stick it in. I'll tell you when we don't know a word. You need honesty. And you're not getting it from your Judeo-Christian churches. Or their Bible translations. They just put in whatever they feel like. Verse 17. To above the door, to the inner house, and outside, and on the walls, round about, within and without, by measure. Verse 18. It was made with cherubim, 3742. Those are the cherubims, is what they say, but it's a K sound. And palm figures, so that a palm figure was between a cherub and a cherub, and each cherub had two faces. Verse 19, the face of an Adam toward the palm figure on one side, and the face of a young lion toward the palm figure on the other side, made through all the house all around. These cherubim are not people. Most of them, from what I understand, are killer angels. And a lot of these will be coming back with Yeshua Messiah to destroy the wicked when he comes. So we should shout in glory and praise, and the wicked ones will cower in fear because they're going to be destroyed. Verse 20. From the ground to above the door were cherubim and palm figures made, and on the wall of the nave. Verse 21. The doorposts of the nave were square, 7251, and before the holy place appeared an appearance of an altar of wood. That's chapter 22. 3 cubits high and 2 cubits long, and the corners of it and the length of it and the walls of it were of wood. And he said to me, "This is the table that is before Yahweh." That's where they put the showbread and all of that stuff. Verse 23. And the nave and the holy place had 2 doors, and the doors had 2 doors each, door turning upon door, 2 for 1 door and 2 doors for the other. These were hinged doors with actually 4 doors, like one of your sliding closet doors you have 2 doors on one side, 2 doors on the other side, and they hinge upon one another and open. It's like that. A little louvered doors, except these aren't louvered. Verse 25, and made on them, on the doors of the nave, cherubim and palm figures, like were made upon the walls. Everything was carved and decorated and everything in this vision. It's really fancy. And Ab, 5646, we don't know what that is, so I'm just giving you the word. And Ab of wood upon the face of the porch outside. So we don't know what that is, anyway. 26, and narrow windows and palm figures on the one side. And on the other side of the sides of the porch and the side chambers of the house, and ob of wood. There's that word again. Now we go into chapter 42. This continues the construction details. Verse 1. Then he brought me forth into the outer courtyard, the way toward the north, and he brought me to the cells that were opposite the separate place, and which was opposite the building toward the north. Verse 2. The facing of the north door was 100 cubits long, and the width was 50 cubits. Verse 3, opposite the 20 cubits which were for the inner courtyard, and in front of the pavement which was for the outer courtyard, were galleries facing toward galleries in 3 stories. Verse 4, and before the cells, a passageway for 109 of 10 cubits wide, going inward a way of 1 cubit, with the doors toward the north. Verse 5. The upper cells were shorter, that's 71:14, because the galleries were higher than these, and the lower and the middle stories from the ground. Verse 6, because they were in 3 stories, but had no pillars like the pillars of the courtyards, therefore they were set back more than the lowest and middle stories from the ground. Verse 7, and the wall that was outside along the cells toward the outer courtyard on the front of the cells was 50 cubits in length. Verse 8, because the length of the cells that were in the outer courtyard were 50 cubits, and lo, facing toward the temple were 100 cubits. Verse 9, And from underneath these shells was the entrance on the east side. As one goes into them from the outer courtyard. Verse 10. The cells were in the breadth of the wall of the courtyard toward the east, facing toward the separate place, and facing toward the building. Verse 11. And the way in front of them appeared to be like the cells which were toward the north in length and in width, and all their exits, 4161, in the manner according to their doors. Now here's verse 12. And this verse is unclear in the Hebrew. We're really not sure. So I'm going to give you the best that we've got. But this isn't etched in stone because we're really unclear as to the meaning of this. And the doors of the cells that were toward the south had a door in the head of the way. And here's the unclear section. The way corresponding before the wall to the east as one enters. We're not sure if that is exactly what it says. Verse 13. Then he said to me, the north cells and the south cells, which face toward the separate place, are holy cells, where the priests that approach Yahweh shall eat the most holy things. There they shall deposit the most holy things, and the grain offering, and the sin offering, and the guilt offering, because the place is holy. 14. When the priests come in, they shall not go forth from the holy place into the outer courtyard, but they shall lay their garments where they minister, because they are holy, and shall put on other garments before they approach to the area which is for the people. In other words, they couldn't go out among the people that were not completely sanctified with their holy garments on. Verse 15. Oh, let me get this coffee while it still has some heat to it. Oh, yes. Verse 15. When he had completed measuring the inner house, he brought me forth toward the gate which faced toward the east and measured it all around. He measured the east side with the measuring reed 500 reeds, that's 5,500 feet, with the measuring reed all around. Verse 17, he measured the north side 500 reeds with the measuring reed all around. Oh, verse 18. He measured the south side 500 reeds with the measuring reed. Verse 19. He turned, 5437, toward the west side and measured 500 reeds with the measuring reed. So, measured to four sides. In other words, it was 5,500 feet square. Verse 20. He measured the four sides. It had a wall around it, 500 reeds long and 500 reeds wide, to make a distinction. That's 914, between the holy, 6944, and the common, 2455. The holy was for the priest, and the common were for the unconsecrated population. That's just the regular folks. Because the priest class was different. Now we are in chapter 43. here is where Yahweh's glory fills the temple. Chapter 43, verse 1. Then he brought me to a gate, the gate that faces toward the east. And here's verse 2, and you can reference Ezekiel 10, verses 3, 4, 18, and 19, and Ezekiel 11, verses 22 and 23, and the book of Revelations, chapter 1, verse 15. Verse 2. And behold, the glory, 3519, of the Elohim of Israel, that would be Yahweh, came from the way of the east. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. And the land shined, 215, from his glory. Verse 3. And according to the appearance, 4758, of the vision, okay, which I saw, according to the vision that I saw when I came to destroy the city, and the visions were like the visions that I saw by the river Kebar, I fell upon my face. In other words, he prostrated himself before the glory of Yahweh. I would imagine a lot of people are going to be doing that in the future. Soon, I hope. Verse 4, and the glory of Yahweh came into the house by the way of the gate that faces toward the east. Verse 5, so the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner courtyard, and behold, the glory of Yahweh filled the house. Verse 6, and I heard speech, in other words, words, 1696, addressed to me from the house, and the men stood beside me, 681. And he said to me, that's Yahweh, son of Adam, the place of my throne, and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and my holy name shall the house of Israel defile no more, they nor their kings, by their fornication, that's in relations with all these other nations' foreign gods, nor by the corpses of their kings in their high places. That's their place, high places of pagan worship. Verse 8. Setting their threshold, 5592, by my threshold, and their doorposts, 421, by my doorpost, in other words, their pagan worship sites were right next to the temple. And only the wall between myself and them, defiling my holy name by the abominations that they committed, for which I destroyed them in anger. See, this is, he's speaking in the past tense. They were doing pagan worship right next to the temple. I mean, right, the wall was buttoned up against the wall of the temple. You wonder why Yahweh was angry. Oh, verse 9. Now let them put far, 7368, their fornications, 2184, that's their little idols, and the corpses of their kings from me, and I will dwell in the midst of them forever. Verse 10. You, son of Adam, tell of the house to the house of Israel, that they might be ashamed, 3637, of their iniquities, and let them measure the measurement. Verse 11. And if they are ashamed of all they have done, make known to them the form, 6699, of the house, and the arrangement of it, 8498, and the exits of it, and the entrances of it, and all the forms of it, and all the ordinances, 2708, of it, and the forms of it, and all the laws of it. That's Torah. Here is laws, 8451. And write it in their sight, so that they may observe the whole form of it, and all the ordinance of it, and do them. Okay. Verse 12, this is the law of the house. Upon the top of the mountain, the entire border of it all around shall be most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house. So where that Dome of the Rock sits right now, that is unclean and an abomination. But this is of the future temple, more than likely, that will come down, because the one that Koresh built wasn't like this. And the people that occupy that land over there now are not Israel. So it'll be sitting someplace else. Here's verse 13, and verses 13 through 17... you can reference Exodus 27, verses 1 and 2, and 2 Chronicles 4, verse 1. And these are the measurements of the altar after the cubits. The cubit is a cubit and a handbreadth. That's a sacred cubit. The bosom shall be a cubit. 2, 3, 4, 6, that's a hollow bottom. And the width a cubit, and the border of it by the edge of it all around shall be a span. That's 2239. That's 1/2. That's zereth. A spread out hand. That's 9 inches plus or minus. Half of a standard cubit. And this shall be the elevation, 1354. Verse 14, from the bosom on the ground to the lower ledge shall be 2 cubits, and the width 1 cubit, and from the smaller ledge to the greater ledge shall be 4 cubits, and the width 1 cubit. Verse 15, the altar hearth, 2025, shall be 4 cubits, and from the altar hearth, 741, and upward shall be 4 horns, 7161. And 2025 and 741 in your concordance, in your dictionary, are the same word. Ariel, and the horns are Keren, 7161, with a Q, Q-E-R-E-N. Verse 16, and the altar hearth shall be 12 cubits long, 12 wide, square in the 4 sides of it. That's 22 feet square. Verse 17, and the ledge shall be 14 cubits long and 14 wide in the 4 sides of it, and the border around it shall be 1/2 cubit, and the bosom of it shall be 1 cubit around, and its stairs shall face toward the east. All right. Continuing in chapter 43, here's verse 18. And verses 18 through 27, you can reference Exodus 29, verses 35 through 37, and 1 Maccabees 4, verses 52 through 56. Verse 18, and he said to me, Son of Adam, thus says the Lord Yahweh, these are the ordinances of the altar for the day they shall make it to send up burnt offerings upon it and to sprinkle blood upon it. 2:2-3:6. Verse 19. And you are to give to the priests of the Levi, those are the Levites, that are from the seed of Zadok, that approach unto me to minister to me, declares the Lord Yahweh, a young bull calf for a sin offering. Verse 20. And you shall take from the blood of it and put it on the four horns of it and on the four corners of the ledge and upon the border all around. Thus you shall purify, 2:3-9:8, and make atonement, 3:7-2:2, for it. Verse 21, you shall take the bull of the sin offering and burn it in the appointed place of the house outside of the sanctuary, 47:20. That's mikdash, as in the house of the sanctuary. Beit HaMikdash. Verse 22, and on the second day you shall offer a male of the goats without blemish for a sin offering, and they shall purify the altar as they purified it with the bull. Verse 23, when you have finished from purifying it, you shall offer a young bull calf without blemish and a ram from the flock without blemish. Verse 24, and you shall offer them before Yahweh, and the priests shall cast salt upon them and offer them up for a burnt offering to Yahweh. Verse 25, 7 days you shall make a sin offering of a male goat. They shall also make an offering of a young bull calf and a ram from the flock without blemish. 7 days shall they atone for the altar and purify it, and they shall fully consecrate it. Verse 27, and when these days are completed, it shall be... upon the 8th day and onward, the priest shall make burnt offerings upon the altar and peace offerings, and I will accept you, declares the Lord Yahweh. Now, from this description, they're still doing blood sacrifice, so this is pre-Messianic temple. This is before Yahshua came. In the second temple. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I had made an error which was brought to my attention by Brother Hebert. I had have a word translated 5771 in chapter 4 of Ezekiel, verse 4, 5, and 6. 5771 means iniquity or punishment of iniquity. And I had listed punishment, so I am going to correct that here. It would mean iniquity. You shall lie upon your left side and place the iniquity of the house of Israel upon it. As the numbers of days you lie upon it, you shall bear their iniquity. I have put upon you the years of their iniquity according to the numbers of the days, 390 days. So you shall bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. Now, if you read that as punishment, they would have 390 years of punishment, and that is incorrect. So I have amended that. I want that to be known publicly. Verse 6, and when you have completed them, lie a second time on your right side, and you shall bear the iniquity of the house of Yehudah 40 days. That's 40 years. I have given you each day for each year. Well, the house of Israel and Shomeron went bad and went into apostasy before the house of Yehudah in Jerusalem. They had made the golden calves and all of that. And I misread that. And I always say, if you catch me in an error or something is not quite right, please let me know. I'm on Skype all the time on the New Ensign chat. And I'm in the EFR chat during the shows so I can answer questions. Well, I am not perfect. I'm only an Adam. And I make an error occasionally. Not often. This is true. I'm fairly accurate. But I make errors. And I'm man enough that I will admit an error and I will publicly correct it because I made the error publicly. That's only right. And the whole idea here is to learn, and if somebody catches something that I have missed, as I have said before, I pay attention when my listeners say something to me. And I check it out. We're all in this studying. Study to show yourself approved. And if I make a boo-boo, it is not intentional. And I will correct it. That's the way we need to do things. So, I don't know whether I should get into chapter 44. It's 31 verses. That would be pushing it. And it's... I only have about 14 minutes here. So for 31 verses... let's see what we do here. Chapter 44 of Ezekiel. Then he returned me to the way of the gate of the outer sanctuary that faced toward the east, and it was shut. Verse 2, then Yahweh said to me, this gate shall be shut, it shall not be opened, and no man, 3:7-6, shall enter in by it, because Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, has entered in by it, therefore it shall be shut. Verse 3. The prince, with a capital P, 5:3-8:7, the prince, he shall sit in it to eat bread before Yahweh. He shall enter from the way of the porch of the gate and shall go out the same way. This 5:3-8:7 is Nasi. That's a leader. That's the future Davidic king of the line of David. Because there would be more kings during the Second Temple period before they went into the final dispersion. Verse 4. Then he brought me to the way of the north gate before the house, and I looked, and behold, the glory of Yahweh filled the house of Yahweh, and I fell upon my face. In other words, he prostrated himself again and worship. Verse 5, and Yahweh said to me, son of Adam, direct your mind toward and behold with your eyes and hear with your ears all that I say to you of all the ordinances of the house of Yahweh and all the laws of it, and direct your mind toward the entrance of the house and every exit of the sanctuary. Verse 6, and say to the rebellious house of Israel, thus says the Lord Yahweh, O you house of Israel, enough, 7227, of your abominations. Verse 7, pay attention to this. You have brought sons of racial aliens, 5236, Nachar, having foreskins of heart, 6189, and having foreskins of body, to be in my sanctuary. No uncircumcised people are allowed in. To profane it in my house when you offer my bread and fat and the blood, and they have broken my covenant with all your abominations. Okay, and for this verse, you can reference Deuteronomy 23:2 and Matthew 10, verse 6, and 15:24. Verse 8, you have not kept the duty of my holy things, but you have appointed keepers of the duty in my sanctuary for yourselves. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, not any sons of racial aliens having foreskins of heart, nor having foreskins of body, shall enter into my sanctuary from any son of a racial alien that is among the children of Israel. That's pretty clear. Verse 10. But the Lewi that were sent far away, 7368, from me, when Israel went astray, 8582, that is ta'ah, that is to err and stray ethically, who went astray from me following after their idols, they shall bear their iniquity. Verse 11, they shall be servants in my sanctuary, having oversight of the gates of the house and serving the house, they shall slay the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people, and they shall stand before them as servants. Here they get the lowest position of servants as a humbling punishment because they violated their oath. Verse 12, because they ministered to them before their idols, and caused the house of Israel to stumble into iniquity. Therefore I have lifted up my hand against them, says the Lord Yahweh, and they shall bear their iniquity. Verse 13, and they shall not come near to me to do the office of a priest to me, nor come near to any of my holy things in the Holy of Holies. Okay, they're not allowed close to him. Total humiliation. But they shall bear their ignominy, 3639, that's total humiliation, from the abominations which they committed. So they had helped Israel with their idol worship and were going to be punished. But he's going to give them a lower position than a priest. But I will make them keepers of the duty of the house for all the service of it and for all that shall be done there. Doorkeepers and janitorial staff. Okay? Verse 15. But the priests of the Lewi, the sons of Zadok, this is a whole different group of faithful priests that kept the duty of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near me to minister to me, and they shall stand before me to offer to me the fat and the blood. This is a full priesthood in a high position, declares the Lord Yahweh. So, different class of priest entirely. Verse 16. They shall enter into my sanctuary, and they shall come near to my table to minister to me, and they shall keep my duty. Verse 17. And verse 17 and 18, you can reference Exodus 28, verses 39 through 43. And Leviticus 16, verse 4. And it shall come to pass, when they enter in at the gates of the inner courtyard, they shall be clothed with linen garments, because they were non-conductive. And no wool shall come upon them while they minister inside the gates of the inner courtyard and within. That's because the Ark of the Covenant was a giant capacitor, and if you attracted static electricity, it would fry you. So you had to wear non-conductive linen garments, and they were not allowed to wear shoes on their feet, so they would be grounded. Verse 18, they shall have linen turbans upon their head, and have linen breeches upon their loins. They shall not gird themselves with anything that causes sweat. 3:1-5:4. Verse 19, you can reference Leviticus 16, verse 23. And when they go forth into the outer courtyard, to the people, they shall put off their garments in which they ministered, because they are holy, and lay them in the holy shells, and they shall put on other garments, and they shall not sanctify the people by their garments. Even the garments were holy. Verse 20, and you can reference Leviticus 21, verse 5. They shall not shave their heads, nor grow long their locks of hair. They shall only trim their heads. Verse 21, you can reference Leviticus 10, verse 9. Neither shall any priest drink wine when they enter into the inner courtyard. Verse 22, you can reference Leviticus 21, verse 7, 13, and 14. Neither shall they take for their wives a widow, nor her that is cast out, a divorcee. But they shall take virgins of the descendants of the house of Israel, or a widow that was from a priest. Verse 23, and they shall teach my people to distinguish between the holy and the common. And you can reference Leviticus 10, verse 10 on that. And cause them to know between the unclean and the clean. Verse 24, and in controversy they shall stand in judgment, and they shall judge according to my judgments, and they shall observe my laws and my statutes in all my appointed assemblies. That's all the feast days and the fast, and shall keep sacred 6:9-4:2, my Shabbat. Verse 25, you can reference Leviticus 21, verses 1 through 4. And they shall come to no dead Adam and defile themselves, but for father or mother or son or daughter or brother or sister that has no husband, they may defile themselves. And then verse 26, and after he is cleansed, ritual cleansing, they shall count 7 days for him. It took 7 days to become purified after that. And in the day that he enters into the sanctuary, into the inner courtyard to minister in the sanctuary, he shall offer his sin offering, says the Lord Yahweh. Okay, this is pre-messianic. Because after Yeshua came, there was no more blood sacrifice for sin offering. Verse 28, and you can reference Numbers 18, verse 20. And it shall be to them as an inheritance. I am their inheritance, and you shall give them no possessions in Israel. I am their possession. Verse 29, they shall eat the grain offering and the sin offering and the guilt offering and every dedicated thing in Israel shall be theirs. Yahweh was their portion. And verses 29 and 30, you can reference Numbers 18, verses 8 through 19. And the first of all the first fruits of everything and of every offering of all from all of your offerings shall be to the priests. You shall also give to the priest the first of your dough, 6182, that he may cause the blessing to rest in your house. Verse 31. Reference Leviticus 22, verse 8. The priest shall not eat from any dead carcass, 5038, or torn, that's torn by a wild beast, 2966, whether it be bird, 5775, or beast. So they were only to eat clean things. They were not to eat anything that was torn or died on its own. So that's all pre-messianic, because all of that's passed away now because there's no more blood sacrifice. So I did 44 today as well. Well, that's interesting. That helps me here. I'm trying to get ahead on recording for Passover, because I'm just not going to be here. I'm going to be down with the congregation down at the Passover. I keep that, and I keep the Feast of Tabernacles in the fall. That's coming up. Passover starts at sundown this coming Sunday. When the sun is down, it's Passover. And you are not to have anything with leaven in it in your house. Get rid of all your bread, cookies, anything that has leaven in it. Read the soup cans in your house. And if you see yeast extract in a lot of the soups, they use yeast extract. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to throw them out. You have to get them off of your property. They have to be out of your possession. And I'm eating the rest of my soups. And I have about a half a loaf of bread. And I'm recording this earlier. So I have a week or so. And I'm just not buying anything. And I have no yeast. When I make my corn muffins, I use baking soda and baking powder, but that is not yeast. I don't make any leavened. I have no leaven in the house. When I leave here with Pastor Eli to go to Passover, when he picks me up, there will be no leaven in my house, and at Passover, we will have no leaven. So we will be in full compliance. Well, that racks up another show here, and I'm almost out of time, so I will wish you shalom aleichem and good Shabbat to you. That's peace be with you, in case you're unfamiliar with shalom aleichem. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. It has been a distinct pleasure. Praise Yahweh. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus, go.